Set in the Ozarks, the new film Winter's Bone is the story of a teenage girl who embarks on a search for her missing father. Based on the novel by Daniel Woodrell and directed by Deborah Granick, Winter's Bone won the Grand Jury Prize at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Daniel Woodrell is a novelist who lives in the Missouri Ozarks. He's often grouped with the more literary types on the crime genre spectrum. I've heard the label country noir. His prose is spare, but deeply evocative of hardscrabble places and the near biblical cruelty they engender. Director Deborah Granick has captured that tone in her harshly beautiful adaptation of Woodrell's 2006 novel, Winter's Bone. The setting is inspired by a small town near Woodrell's home, in which everyone is kin, and so alienated from American culture, it's like a parallel universe. Woodrell keeps his distance from the scariest and most shrouded of its denizens, and so would his 17-year-old heroine, Ree Dolly, even though she's distantly related. But the threat of homelessness compels her into the woods and up those barren hills, past shacks and rusted-out farm equipment, in search of answers about her father. Ree's mother is mentally ill, near catatonic, and Ree takes care of her young brother and sister. Somehow, she's kept them from being broken by their circumstances. Winter's Bone's opening shots are of the boy and girl on a trampoline in a landscape stripped of life, while a woman on the soundtrack sings unaccompanied an Ozark lullaby. Right from the start, Granick and her cinematographer, Michael McDonough, create a lyrical tension between death and life, despair and determination. Then a cop drives up to tell Ree, played by Jennifer Lawrence, that her dad, Jessup, was arrested for cooking crystal meth and that he's now nowhere to be found.
Where you all come into this is, he put this house here and your timber acres up for his bond.
He what now?
Jessup signed over everything. Now, if he doesn't show at trial, see, the way the deal works is you all gonna lose this place. You got some place to go?
I'll find him.
Girl, I've been looking.
I said I'll find him.
After telling her siblings never to beg, never to ask for what ought to be given, she sets out for their sake to ask for what ought to be given and beg if she has to. And she has to in every charged encounter, beginning with her best friend, played by Lauren Sweetser, and her father's brother, Teardrop, played by a scarily volatile John Hawks. Teardrop tells her if she goes much farther, she's liable to get, quote, et by hogs, or wishing you were. As Ree, Jennifer Lawrence is hauntingly self-contained. She can't afford to show vulnerability, even to herself. Despite winning a big prize at Sundance, Winter's Bone isn't the usual good-for-you indie movie, what critics and industry people used to call snarkily deadbeat regionalism. Beneath its plainness is an odyssey that's mythic in its intensity, that builds to a confrontation, not with the men perhaps responsible for her father's disappearance, but their haggard wives. Their leader, the wife of a powerful man named Thump Milton, is Mirab, and is played by Dale Dickey. It's impossible to take her full measure. Motherliness and murderousness have melted together. You can't spot the line between this woman's free will and her loyalty to her male-driven clan. You could watch her remarkable performance 100 times and never get to the bottom of it.
What is it you want?
I got a real bad need to talk with Thump.
Now he ain't got no need to talk to you.
But I need to. I really... really got to, ma'am, please. Some of our blood at least is the same. Ain't that supposed to mean something? Isn't that what is always said?
Ain't you got no men could do this?
No, ma'am, I don't.
All through Winter's Bone are moments in which the characters are so unfathomably mean to Ree that we search their faces for a glimmer of sympathy, kinship, anything human. Some filmmakers would settle for masks of malevolence because that would clinch the case that these clannish Ozark Hill folk were born or else worn down to pure evil. But director Granick doesn't let her actors go dead. There is movement, barely perceptible under the surface. Some vein of compassion, however thin, must be down there, somewhere. Ree's final scene with Marab, a midnight boat ride into the marshes, is what bad dreams are made of. But for all the horror of Winter's Bone, it's the drive toward life that lingers in the mind. It's a miraculous film. It gets blood from a headstone.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.